Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: another hearing for big tech, selling picks up, oil tumbles, and Microsoft kicks off tech heavyweight reports. Leading today's news: it's been a common sight over the past few years, but big tech leaders are again going before Congress. The CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and Alphabet are today scheduled to appear virtually before the Senate over Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. The law allows social media companies to be exempted from the content third parties post on their platforms because they are not deemed to be publishers. But critics take issue with their current moderation policies, saying they do not live up to that classification. In prepared testimony, Mark Zuckerberg said Congress needs to update Section 230, while Jack Dorsey feels eroding the legislation would collapse how we communicate on the internet. In other news, an alarming rise in new COVID-19 cases continues to weigh on market sentiment, with U.S. stock index futures sliding over 1% overnight and crude oil futures off 4% to under $38 per barrel. Many European nations are tightening restrictions on business activity, clouding the global economic outlook and recovery, while investors are still waiting for more stimulus from Congress for the U.S. economy. Election uncertainty also has market players hesitant to make big moves despite the earnings parade coming down Wall Street. Today's Q3 results feature three Dow members, including Boeing, Amgen, and Visa. Microsoft beat estimates after the bell on Tuesday, but its stock slipped 1.7% after hours on a weak forecast for its more personal computing category. While growth is expected to continue through FQ2, growth rate will be smaller due to the seasonably higher sales during Q2. It was an all-out impressive quarter for Microsoft as pandemic tailwinds continued, though some noted that Azure growth was also slightly below estimates, even though the figure skyrocketed 48% year over year. Gulf of Mexico operators like BP and Chevron have shut roughly half of all oil and gas production in the basin ahead of Hurricane Zeta. The storm is forecast to be a Category 2 at landfall and could make a direct hit on New Orleans. Already this year, Louisiana has been hit by two tropical storms and two hurricanes: Laura, which caused at least 27 deaths after it struck in August, and Delta, which worsened Laura's damage in the same area weeks later. There may be a new search player on the block. Apple has started to show its own website search results when iPhone users type in a query from the home screen on iOS 14. While this might seem small, sources tell the Financial Times that it's an important advance in Apple's in-house development and the latest in the Google DOJ saga. Google currently pays Apple an estimated $8 to $12 billion to be the iPhone's default search tool, but if regulators block the partnership, Apple would be able to use its own search capability as an alternative. In a rocky start to Facebook's political ad ban, political advertisers are complaining that some ads were incorrectly blocked as a blackout period went into effect, while others criticized rule-breaking posts that could be misleading. In an attempt to clamp down on misinformation, Facebook said last month it would impose a moratorium on new political ads in the week before the November 3rd election. The changes apparently set off some technological issues for advertisers, as well as glitches in Facebook's system. "We're working quickly on these fixes, and we'll share an update once they are resolved," tweeted Rob Leathern, Facebook Director of Product Management. Restaurant Brands, the company that owns Burger King, Popeyes, and Tim Hortons, is planning to modernize and speed up the drive-thru experience at over 10,000 restaurants in North America by mid-2022. That includes the installation of over 40,000 digital menu screens, or 4 per drive-through lane, which offer contactless payment, integrate loyalty programs, and use predictive technology to suggest products based on weather, time of day, and trending items. Last month, Burger King also unveiled 2 new restaurant designs that feature food delivered via conveyor belt at drive-through lanes, a dedicated delivery drive-through lane, and burger pickup lockers. The Los Angeles Dodgers may have reason to celebrate after winning the 2020 World Series, but the league as a whole is reeling from financial difficulties. The MLB lost $3.1 billion this year, according to The Athletic, due to the shortened season, fanless games, and other disruptions related to the coronavirus pandemic. While there are very few publicly traded MLB teams, the Atlanta Braves and Toronto Blue Jays, additional cuts to advertising and broadcast revenues may weigh on ESPN, TBS, and Fox Sports. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the red, with Bitcoin slightly up. On today's economic calendar, EIA petroleum inventories are out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.